Noelle and I have known the Neros, I think, 17, 18 years, I believe. So we've watched these two girls grow up. Extremely proud of them. Their mom and dad have been great friends to us for a number of years. Her dad, has been a mentor to me, a real dear friend for years, and we're so grateful to know them. David, you got a good one. I guarantee you. I will vouch for that. So, Ms. Nero, if you would.
Thank you so much for having me tonight. I just want to say thank you so much to this church. I've been very overwhelmed by the love I have felt from everyone here. The shower on Sunday night was just so, so sweet. Some of the cards we have enjoyed reading so much. And I remember one card in particular said at the end, "God is so good." And I can't do anything but agree with that. Almost everyone that has come up to me to meet me has said, "We've been praying for you." Some people have said, "Even before we knew who you were." And that's very true. A couple years ago, from everything I've heard and I understand, this church had a big part in a regional tent revival back in 2011. There were a lot of prayer meetings going on for that tent meeting. And that was the tent meeting where I was saved. It was 4 years ago. September 21st was 4 years ago. And I grew up in a Christian home, and I made a profession when I was at age 6. But when I was about age 9, I began to doubt that. And there was a very good reason for me to doubt that. It was because I had never truly placed my trust in the Lord alone. And I went to the altar that night, and a lady came up to counsel me, and she told me, "It is finished." And, of course, I'd heard that all my life, but I'd never fully rested in that fact, that I didn't have to do anything. I just had to trust that it is finished. He has paid for all of my sin, and all I had to do was receive that gift. And the Lord graciously saved me that night, and my life has never been the same in the very best way. And as far as missions goes, it's been very interesting to look back and see all that the Lord has done, because he actually began planting those seeds for missions work in my heart before I was even saved. I was saved when I was 21. When I was 20, I went on a missions trip to Haiti for about 2 weeks with my sister. And that was the first time I'd ever been out of the country, first time I'd ever been on a missions trip. And the Lord used that in a major way in my life. And in a strange way, the desire to be part of missions work was already in my heart before I had ever been saved, which is kind of backwards if you think about it. But the Lord does things his way. And my sister and I went on a couple other missions trips, and after I was saved, we began hearing about work in Cameroon. And last summer, because we had shown interest in going to Cameroon this summer, the director of that trip suggested that we go to a missions camp that trains people in third world missions work. So we did that last summer. And that was the first time I'd ever learned about pioneer missions. As the American pioneers were continually pushing forward on the frontier, building and moving forward, pioneer missions is about pushing forward to those groups, those peoples who have never had any gospel witness before. And that was the first time I'd really realized that there are people in Africa and in South America, tribes of people all over the world, actually, that have never, ever had any contact not only with the outside world, but with Christianity. I was stunned by that. It just never occurred to me that there were people in the jungles of Peru that had never had any contact with the outside world. And the Lord used that camp not only to teach me about pioneer missions, but also about a more rugged lifestyle and through that, he completely gave me a desire for that kind of a life. And I did not grow up with that. The only kind of camping we ever did, we called sissy camping. It was in a state park, you know, with real facilities and everything like that. And so God did a major work in my heart last summer. And there was a young lady at that camp who was in charge of the girls. And she gave us girls a devotion one night. And she based it off of 1 John 4:19, which says, "We love him because he first loved us." And she was in the middle of a courtship that has since resulted in marriage. She was married in March. And she took that verse and she told us how the Lord had given her a personal application from that verse to start praying for, before she was ever in a relationship, to pray that the Lord would show her husband that she was the right one for him before she ever knew him, before she ever realized. And so I heard that and I just couldn't quite take that in. I didn't grow up necessarily with the right mindset in that area. I never really wanted to date, I guess you could say, as the world does. But I didn't quite have the right mindset about it. And the Lord took that verse and her testimony and really, really challenged me about not desiring to know who I was going to marry or who was around that was eligible. And it took me a while to really accept that. But in April of this year, near the end of that month, the Lord was just working in my heart, and he gave me a desire to pray that verse for myself for the first time and really embrace it. And I did that. And that's just been something that has been really special to me, because after David's father approached my father about a relationship, the Lord had prepared my heart already, because I had seen David. I had seen his skill with the Word of God, knowing how to apply it in daily life. I had seen his love for the Lord, his passion for missions. And so the Lord had prepared me before David came to my father. But when I heard that, I said, "Lord, I really want to know that 1 John 4:19 is part of your plan in this." And I said, "I would really like to learn that David realized I was the right one for him before I ever had any idea." And I found out that the Lord did answer that prayer. We got an email about a week or so later saying that David had been praying about me since April, when I first met him at a training for the missions trip this summer. And so the Lord answered that prayer for me. And it was just something amazing to me, because, like I said, I didn't grow up with that mindset. But once I was finally able to release my hold on my own ideas and give those over to God, he began moving in some amazing ways. And as I mentioned a minute ago, David and I met officially in April during a training. And then we were on the same team during the missions trip, June through July. And one thing that's really interesting to me is during that trip, we were not talking on a personal level at all. We were team members. We had very few personal conversations. Everything was related to the ministry that we were doing, to the work we were involved in. There were a couple times I think we would talk about, you know, our home life and salvation, testimonies, things like that. But it was during that trip, listening to his missions philosophy and different things that he would talk about, and watching him make decisions for our team based on what we had read in the Word of God that day, the Lord gave me perfect peace that if David ever approached my father about a relationship, that the answer was going to be yes. I had absolutely no doubts about that. And people in my family will tell you I am an extremely... It is very hard for me to make decisions. I can be very undecided sometimes. And so for me to know without a doubt that I would say yes if that question ever came up was really of the Lord. And there's so much I could tell you, but I just really want to praise the Lord for all that He has done. And there's a verse in Psalm 18 that says, "As for God, His way is perfect. His word is tried. And He is a buckler to those that put their trust in Him." And every part of that verse is true. We have talked hours sometimes about how the Lord has put our relationship together in miraculous ways. One other thing that some of you may not know is that I grew up about 30 minutes away from where he lived. We grew up all our lives in Georgia, about 30 minutes away from each other, and we never met each other until he had moved to Wisconsin and I had moved to Indiana. And it was never the right time until then. And the Lord's way is perfect. His word is tried. His word stands firm. His word is true. 1 John 4:19 is a personal testimony for me on that score. And he is a buckler to those that trust in him. A buckler is a shield. If we're willing to trust him, especially as a young person, as a single person, he will shield us from the wrong relationships. He will shield us from going the wrong way. And one thing he's really impressed on my heart recently is that if I am willing to trust Christ for my eternity, how could I not trust him to show me who the right person to marry is? And so he's been so good to me, so good to us. And I just want to thank you all for your prayers, and I just want to praise the Lord tonight.
In country after country, the call is being heard. Send someone to tell us the story of God's word. The fields are ripe to harvest as far as one can see. Lord, send forth the reapers and start the work in me. Lord, send the laborers to weary souls in need. Lord, send the laborers to plant the gospel seed. Lord, send the laborers to your call. Tell us, rings out the lost man's cry. Sadly comes the answer, the cost is just too high. Lost souls must hear the story, both here and cross the sea. Lord, send forth the laborers and start the work in me. Great joy there is in heaven when one lost soul is found, freed from Satan's stronghold, to sin no longer bound. Go forth and now it's reaping, bear the precious seed. Lord, send forth the laborers and start the work in me.